Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming from a country which is a major player in the Middle East, and being in the UN as a journalist following the Security Council meetings and other events has given me a new insight into the Syrian and Yemeni crisis. Experiencing the General Assembly, which was a busy event, brought me one level up from my previous status, as I learned tremendously through having access to various officials, ambassadors, and of course, professional journalists from all over the world. Taking part in the press conferences of the foreign ministers of different countries, such as France and Russia, and special rapporteurs of the UN, was a unique chance to ask my questions. In fact, talking with diplomats at the UN and attending briefings, as well as generally expanding my knowledge of world developments, helped me in reporting and writing analytical articles. I also wrote exclusive stories regarding the Syrian talks in Switzerland. My piece in English about Egypt and Iraq joining the negotiations was a scoop, and most outlets in Iran quoted me. The same thing happened when I reported on the UN Secretary General election. Being here also allowed me to cover the trip of Iran's president to UNGA, a trip which was important because of some problems in the way of nuclear deal implementation. Furthermore, I covered the president's press conference as well as his meetings with 5+1 officials. While my main focus here has been on the Syrian crisis, I try to take advantage of my presence at the UN by reporting on the stories which do not get too much coverage in Iranian media, including the choice of Yazidi activist Nadia Murad as a UN Goodwill Ambassador. I applied for a few journalism fellowships in the US at the same time, and I was accepted in 3 of them. But the Doug Hammarskjöld was the one I chose because I thought I could learn a lot through witnessing the General Assembly and Security Council meetings close up and the negotiations for resolving the global problems, a lifetime experience that I couldn't get anywhere else. I'm proud to be one of the first Iranians in many decades who has been awarded this fellowship. But despite all the difficulties I went through for getting the US visa, I hope other journalists from my country are given this career-changing opportunity and take their professional developments to a higher standard. Thank you.